In some places we visited, terrible violence continued. One day I attended a group for rape survivors in the courtyard of a clinic in a township outside Johannesburg. We could hear the sound of bullets being fired at a distance, while smoke billowed over the walls of the compound, and the smell of tear gas hung in the air. Later, we heard that 40 people had been killed. Yet, while the surroundings were foreign and terrifying, I recognized this group all too well. The women sat slumped over, sad and frozen, like so many rape therapy groups I had seen in Boston. I felt a familiar sense of helplessness, and, surrounded by collapsed people, I felt myself mentally collapse as well. Then one of the women started to hum, while gently swaying back and forth. Slowly, a rhythm emerged. Bit by bit, other women joined in. Soon, the whole group was singing, moving, and getting up to dance. It was an astounding transformation. People coming back to life, faces becoming attuned, vitality returning to bodies. I made a vow to apply what I had seen there, and to study how rhythm, chanting, and movement can help heal trauma. We'll see more of this in Chapter 20 on theater, where I show how groups of young people, among them juvenile offenders and at-risk foster kids, gradually learn to work together and to depend on one another, whether as partners in Shakespearean swordplay or as the writers and performers of full-length musicals. Different patients have told me how much choral singing, aikido, tango dancing, and kickboxing have helped them, and I am delighted to pass their recommendations on to other people I treat. I learned another powerful lesson about rhythm and healing when clinicians at the trauma center were asked to treat a 5-year-old mute girl named Ying Mi, who had been adopted from an orphanage in China. After months of failed attempts to make contact with her, my colleagues Deborah Rozelle and Liz Warner realized that her rhythmical engagement system didn't work. She could not resonate with the voices and faces of the people around her. That led them to sensory motor therapy. The Sensory Integration Clinic in Watertown, Massachusetts is a wondrous indoor playground filled with swings, tubs full of multicolored rubber balls so deep that you can make yourself disappear, balance beams, crawl spaces fashioned from plastic tubing, and ladders that lead to platforms from which you can dive onto foam-filled mats.